Brothers Radio. Believe it.
Care Voice Radio, and this is Straight Talk and Motivation coming your way tonight. Listening to some independent music coming your way live. This is Arturo Tappan and Terry Mexican Penman Arthur, two of my favorite artists. Thank you for the music, guys. This is all of me up in here. Coming up on Caribbean Heritage Month in June. This is the 21st of May. I'm letting you know right now. I hope that you're enjoying your Friday night doing the things that you do. We have some relaxed protocols related to COVID, and please enjoy responsibly whatever it is that you're doing out here tonight and every other night as we begin the process of reconstruction. My topic tonight is going to be very interesting because it speaks directly to the theme of this show and the branding of this show. And it talks specifically about me in certain instances. And I want to share a little bit because people have been asking me for quite some time, why did I become a speaker? And I want to share not just why I became a speaker, but also the importance of indie music in my community and the caring responsibility that I feel from having conversations with independent artists across the world and across the nation, as it were. So I'm going to share some of those things. And I looked at the date and I said, you know, and normally I don't mention the date on the show because I want to use the replay whenever, however, or, you know, cross-platform. But I realized that today is the 21st of 2021, one of those high points of the year in terms of the numerology of the association related to the things that we do and why we do the things we do. We are told that when we are 21 years old, we're all grown up. But what does that really mean when we're talking about education? What does it mean when we're talking about us as a people? So this is the fifth month, the 21st day of 2021. And people who know me know I like to get into numbers in terms of association and building. But I'm going to talk a little later about why I became a speaker, how I navigated the storms, and the meaning and purpose behind utilization of music from entrepreneurs, musical entrepreneurs, who offer their music for promotion on Carib Voice Radio. We don't play every song. We play songs that are sent to us requesting promotion. And we don't make any money off those artists, and we don't plan on doing that unless we do a concert with them. And that's another conversation. And this is also part of my voice, my internal voice that created the model of who I am as a speaker. Stay tuned. I'm going to play a tune that a young lady sent to me. And she did the song a while ago. And when I heard the song, I was very excited, just as much as I was excited about Ray Vibes and Bless Good Morning. And I haven't forgotten you, Ray. I'm going to send that information for you that you requested. Just things are moving a little fast and moving along really strenuously over here. Jody Messiah, a young lady I met who was referred to me, very talented, multi-talented, exciting individual young lady. And she wrote this song and produced the song. It's called Wake Up. And it was done a while ago. And in my mind, it should have been a hit. But you tell me what you think. Stick around. I think it's important in the midst of COVID for a song like this to exist. And with the impending hurricane season coming up. Stick to it. I'm your foundation week. Just go through a hurricane shelter. Room enough for all of we awakening. Get ready for harder times. For disasters. Let me get some first aid kits. And put knowledge into action. Let down you know the rules. Stock up on canned food, get up and move. Clear the path, trim the trees. Make sure you set your pets free. Like a touch, let down you know the rules. Stock up on canned food, get up and move. I ready for the times that are coming. I ready for the hurricanes. Bird your windows, stick your rooftop. Don't let the wind blow you away. And if you know the house been sturdy and your foundation weak, just go to a hurricane shelter. Room enough for all of we. It's time again. And move. I ready for the times that are coming. I ready for the hurricanes. Board your windows, secure rooftop. Don't let the wind blow you away. And if you know the house seems sturdy and the foundation weak, just go to a hurricane shelter. Woman up for all of we. Wake up, get up, live up and prepare yourself.
Prepare yourself.
Yeah. telling you, that's wonderful. That's a cool tune. Right here, right now. I can say world premiere on Carib Voice Radio. First time ever. You know, and as I continue the conversation on why I became a speaker, I know some people hear me say that I was born mute, which means I couldn't speak when I was birthed, and I stayed that way for quite some time until, miraculously, I didn't even go to the doctor, didn't have to go to the doctor. I ended up speaking, but the commencement ceremony for my speaking was stuttering. And I was recently reminded a couple of months ago by some friends who remember me during that time that I stuttered. And that some people would laugh at me in the community. And as I continued listening and learning and understanding who I was, I came to the realization that I was a little bit different. Not having a voice, being placed in a front window to watch people go by because it was a safety connect for my mother. If I'm in the window and she can see me, she knows where I am. And like I said, we had that conversation a while back, and I'm glad we did, because I said earlier last week I lost my mother in this year, January. And I'm glad that I took time to sit and talk to her and let her understand what I thought of her, how I felt about her and her life and different things like that. And on the Mother's Day, I really didn't want to say anything because I felt a certain kind of way. And all of a sudden, this song from Kurt Brown showed up in my email. He didn't send it. A fan who celebrated him and continues to celebrate him sent the music. And everyone who knows me knows Kurt's one of my favorite artists. We've become like brothers and family, or I could say like I'm like an uncle because I'm pretty much older than him. So I'm going to play this tune for him in terms of what that value for him in my life represents. And he's an independent artist, an entrepreneur, speaker, speaks 13 languages. He is reminiscent of Dr. Keith Beard, the noted linguist Barbadian who fought for and secured the right for us to be called African American or Black. And that is something that we all need to research, because I'm a researcher. I try to go and find certain information. I love looking for information. I love what I do. I love promotion, marketing, journalism, those types of things, and teaching. You know, as a professor, I did pretty good at that, and I'll tell you how my speaking voice translated into becoming a professor for 7 years. And why Carib Voice Radio Initiative was birthed as a result of my desire, or the blessing that I have on my life as a speaker. I'm going to tell you more about it. Here's the tune coming your way. This is a big up to Kirk Brown's mom. Thank you for giving birth to this guy. Mama, 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 yeah. This one's for you. When it seems like I'm gonna fall, it's you that I can call. And you'll be there on the double for me. You never let me down. Find the words to say how much I love you and all the things you do for me. And I would walk 1,000 miles, would take a brush and paint it all across the sky, would sing it to the world. Mama, you're my favorite girl. This goes out to my mama. Mama, 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 mama. You're a soldier in case I never told ya. Thank you for all the things you do. Mama, 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 my protector, my provider. This goes out to you. You taught me how to believe and how to chase my dreams. That's
on the hill, I'ma feel belongs to you. You never fall under pressure, even though at times I know I stress ya. That's how I know your love is forever, never, 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 and that's why. Could never find the words to say, could never find the words to say. My mantra, L-O-V-E, and all the things you do for me. And I would walk 1,000 miles, we'll take a brush and paint it all across the sky. We'll sing it to the world, mama, you're my favorite girl. This goes out to my mama. In case I never told ya, thank you for all the things you do. Mama, 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 my protector, my provider. This goes out to, this goes out to you. You're the one that loved me from the start, just for who I am, yeah, you love me from the heart. When others try to pull me down, you told me I was smart. Told me to take my time, don't put the mule before the car. Like a needle on the vinyl, yeah, you keep me on track. The man that I am, cause you love me like that. You deserve the world and there's no denying that. Ain't a question of if, simply a matter of fact. Thank you for your love and affection. When I'm lost, you give me direction. In you, I seek your perfection. Teacher, that should be your profession. When I say something smart, I say my mama told me. Show me how to be tough like a real OG. You see all the things that everybody don't see. And most importantly, mom, you believe it. This goes out to my mama, 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 mama. You're a soldier in case I never told ya. Thank you for all the things you do. Mama, 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 my protection. My provider, this goes out to, this goes out to you.
You're listening to Care Voice Radio, coming your way live. And tonight I continue my conversation on why I became a speaker and the importance of indie music in the community that I serve. Now, as I grew up and I understood that my voice had power, the first place that I realized that I had to start talking was in the church. When I went to church, actually I couldn't speak, so it's an interesting idea that you can't speak, and then you grow up and you begin speaking. As you begin to speak, you're laughed at in your community. But when I listen to the music of independent artists across the world, especially coming out of Barbados in particular, and one of the reasons I focus on Barbados is because it has a very strong history related to slavery and mindset dysfunction in many ways. So when I went to church, I challenged the whole notion in Sunday school, because then I had a voice. And every week I would listen to the Sunday school teacher teach me about Jesus, and I got really frustrated at week after week. Until one week I said, you know, this is kind of boring. Do you have anything else for me? And I think it was kind of rude, but in retrospect, I realized that this was my commencement ceremony for speaking. Then the Sunday school teacher got really upset at me, and she said, if you can do any better, you take over. You don't want to tell me stuff like that, because if you ask me to take over, I am going to go do it. That's why everyone is not allowed in my space, because I may be a speaker, but I want to talk when I want to materialize something. I did it from high school. Every time you told me, my introspective memory of who I am allows me to know that I'm the best thing on the planet. And for some, they would think, well, you're really an arrogant guy. I'm not arrogant. I just know that my value supersedes a lot of the nonsense being taught in community. So I have to thank God a lot for that. Because I question the notion of what you're teaching me. Why are you teaching me something? How can I prove that what you're teaching me will have sustainable value in my life? I remember my cousin said, you know, Arby, you were always a little different. But you have to take a second look, especially now, especially in this time when we have an insurrection that has castrated us in our spirit for almost an entire year or more. When the news came to me that my mother passed, it was the same day that I was supposed to go on air for a commemorative and congratulatory speech for the vice president incoming of the United States. And I said, I have to continue, because the one thing that came to me in that moment is the memory of my mother. And I wrote a book on 40 quotes for successful living. And the best quote in my book was a dedication to my mother. And I believe it is the best quote that I have ever heard in my entire career. I was having a conversation with her, and she said, Joel, I want you to remember something. And she said, never let confusion steal your knowledge. And equipped with that, I traveled to the United States. So when I take a second look at the chaos around me, I have to identify with an internal mind of, what is that about? Why is it happening? What does it represent, and how can I navigate myself around that bad behavior? So I'm thankful to my mother for that. Now, speaking really isn't something that I personally wanted to do, because as I was growing up as a mute and as I came along, I was a very quiet guy. And I still am a very quiet guy. Someone asked me a couple of months ago, how can you be a quiet guy and be a speaker? I don't think that my personal best has to be represented by my career choice. My personal best is a duality that represents internal character and external form. The external form of my internal character represents my speaker ability, and to speak with a specific methodology to bring the kind of results that I would like to see. And because of that, I have to be very careful what I say, how I think, who I associate with, and continue the path towards a successful life. And it's a journey. So when I hear that term as a speaker, I don't think of what's going on in the moment. I look at the progressive nature, because coming from an island, I used to sit by the beach, and I realized that waves came in and they went out, and they came in and they went out, but they were never the same value in terms of a similarity. They were always different. So I knew that when chaos came into my life, and people have purposely put chaos in front of me, people who I trusted, and many of you can relate to that. And the reason I mention it is because a lot of you are now saying what I said 30, 40 years ago, openly. I see it on Facebook. I see it on Instagram. I see it on StumbleUpon, WhatsApp. As a matter of fact, the reason I use WhatsApp is because it's asking a question. I started smiling. I said, WhatsApp, what, who, what, when, where, why, the five W's. That's what a brand is powerful. And I'm not surprised that it's owned by Facebook, because Facebook is asking the same question. The same question that the first Prime Minister of Barbados asked, and Errol Barrow Day is coming up soon. The Right Honorable Errol Barrow. He asked the question before Facebook existed. When you look at yourself in the mirror, what do you see? That's your face, and that's the book story for your life. So imagine, as I gather information, And as I'm speaking to you right now, you have to open a browser. If you're on your phone, it's still the same thing. For you to hear the show, you have to open a browser. And this is Straight Talk and Motivation. Work with me now. You have to open the browser that, from what I understand from research, created by a Barbadian. And someone reminded me of that last week too, and I said, I know. And I told the person, says he will respond to you, tell him I want to interview him. So the significance of being a speaker also allowed me to become a writer, because the whole notion of speaking, you must think before you speak. And some of us do and some of us don't. Some of them tell me I don't think before I speak. But it happens. But you have to think before you speak. You have to gather the introspective knowledge as you're speaking, and it becomes an automated system. As a professional speaker, I've never wrote a speech, but I can. I've done it for others. I've written probably 8 constructive actions during college, but maybe 10 altogether. But the reason this show exists is because it's an introspective of my journey. As I talk straight to people, people sometimes say, Arby, you have to be so blunt. But I became a speaker to share knowledge, to empower other people. And some folks told me, we're tired of hearing that word empower from so many different places. Well, there are 5 steps to the empowerment process. I went to college to learn that. Actually, I probably knew it, but it became a perspective for me for the fundamental things that you need to know and understand and translate using your 5 senses. That's me as a speaker. That is what I do as a speaker. Some ask me, how did I get started? Well, I told them I had a glass of water and a body of knowledge. For the speaker, we have to maintain our course in knowledge acquisition and disbursement to maintain a standard of integration of knowledge and capacity builders that allow us to be who we are as we move forward in this world. Now, this was important to me to speak because I needed to understand why the atrocities set before me were presented to create a negative progression in my life. I never had a father, so I had to really take time to go find him and investigate him to see what he had to say. And I made a commitment to be a good father. And I realized that as soon as you commit to something, challenges begin to come your way. So I questioned that too. So while you are being challenged in your life, recognize that it's not personal. It's kind of like when you pray and you ask God for something and you get tested and you're wondering, why am I going through so much hardship to get tested? It's because God wants to make sure that you are serious about what you're asking. Because your decision to do something is not all about you. It's about yourself, for you, and for the other people who are connected to helping you to build and sustain that dream and that vision that you set before yourself. That is what it's about. And what I've learned about the music in the community is that it is presented as a voice for people to consider what other people are going through. And at this point, I'll shout out Emily White. She's written a great book about the music business and how to keep all the royalties. And at some point in my last interview, I promised her that we would do a nice little celebration to thank her for sharing that information. And we are going to do it because we have the capacity through some of our partners to do that. The sky is our floor. The sky is our floor. So as I grew in mental capacity builders and attitude adjustments, you can start taking notes if you want. I think I'm transitioning into a little teaching here. Mental capacity is fundamentally important. As a speaker, I know who I am, so I share knowledge. And some people agree and some people don't agree, but that doesn't matter. If you create a stimuli, a response will be granted, and that response can be positive, negative, or neutral. So you have to take the time to think about what is going on in your space when it's happening and determine if it's your business or not. And as a speaker, my internal voice has always told me, and when I didn't listen, and there was one specific time that I didn't listen, and I will tell you more about that on the next show. I didn't listen, so it created a hardship for me that became a second and a third hardship because it was calculated with the wrong motive by the people in my space. A dysfunctional behavior. Straight talk. Tell yourself the most important thing about you. You are beautiful. Your thinking is kind of stink sometimes, but as a person, as a human capital value, as a carbon-based unit, regardless of race, creed, color, nationality, spiritual origin, you are beautiful, but you have overlays going on, viruses running in the back related to how you think about other people. And as I said earlier, I look for the chaotic moment. The dissemination, the viability and dissemination of information. And I'm gonna take a sip of that water that I said was one of the resources in my speaker base. Keep it real. Sipped on some water. Somebody decided to put it in a bottle. So now you have the emerging opportunity to take a second look at your beauty. You're beautiful. Jose Haynes said it in a song. Probably play that song for you before I close out. But yes, that's what he did. And he said, you're beautiful. So when life gets in the way, and this is for my people who are going through so much, I go through a lot too. And I try to tell my students, don't think because I'm a speaker and a trainer, I don't go through these things. Don't think that I'm immune from attacks. But if you recognize in the first instance your current value and tradition of excellence of creation being given godlike powers, yes, the God that you pray to externally is also an internal representation of your existence. Internal character, external form. That's what I said earlier. Let's get busy. Let's do what we know we can do as speakers. Speakers have a huge responsibility. We have to be, number one, sustainably knowledgeable. We have to have a foundation of faith and substance to prove our experiential value as we share knowledge with you. We have to understand and master the mathematics and the science of the power of the voice for the choice that we created. And I want to see more speakers in the Caribbean. I want to see more speakers in the Caribbean globally. And at this point, I'm going to shout out my peeps for World Speech Day, which happens usually around March 15th or so. One of the opportunities I had to commit to Simon, and he's always laughing because when I talk to him, I say, Simon says, and he's one of those British guys, so you know he's always like really serious, but you know. And you have to understand in your own personal space that when challenges come, not just as a speaker, but when challenges come, you have to go for breakthrough. Again, you make a decision. The spiritual rule of law is if you make a decision, you're going to be challenged. And you start wondering, well, why am I being challenged? Why me? It's a noted question that you see on Facebook, as usual, stumble upon Instagram, all of these other platforms that people use to communicate. But I say to you this day, the first and most articulate and most valuable voice in the world is your actual voice. Because earlier I said chaos is a mainstream conversation that allows for certain things to work. But you have to understand. And in order to understand what that truly means, you have to do some research. You have to read and take ownership of the knowledge base related to what you're saying. And if somebody says, well, why are you saying this? Do you have proof of life? Yes. I was born in Barbados. That was the beginning. Proof of life. The beach, the mangoes, the music. But I took a second look at it because I started hearing words that I didn't agree with a long time ago. And the fact that one of the reasons I like the music and the independent artists is because I was thrown out of the church choir. I remember we were rehearsing one night and people will say that, remember this, will say, RB, you crazy. You remember everything. Yeah, it's just a part of my portfolio of talents and gifts. Being thrown out of the church choir and being let back in as a kid. Can you imagine that? You're up there trying to sing. And the choir director says, and I know it's a long time ago, leave it alone. No. Remembering the transgressions against you with the right motive, straight talking motivation, with the right motive can help you to articulate the change in your life that you want to see. And that's what I do. And I remember it on your behalf because that's part of being responsible for your brother and sister. And many times I've heard, Arby, I've never heard it put that way before. Thank you so much. Yes. This is why I'm saying it now. I will continue in this vein as I move forward a little bit in the coming shows because I think it's something that needs to be fermented, strengthened, and put out here in a proper way. Understanding your mindset mastery and relationship to the choice you make for your vision and understanding and how you relate to others. I've got some people that hate me because I'm relentless. One of the reasons I played Edwin Yearwood's song is because it was sent to me. And then I saw a note come in and say, hey, the name of the song is Resilience. And I got really excited because I said, man, not only does he understand his eternal deity and purpose in the world, because the song I Am, Living Melanin. And when I heard that tune, so many things, I get excited with the music because when the goosebumps show up, it's edification to me that the spiritual channel for the music has opened. And I don't think you're going to find an opportunity for introspective thinking related to your music and your culture anywhere in the world in this way, and that's what makes me unique as a voice. So when people say, you know, the speaker business is saturated, it ain't got nothing to do with me. Has nothing to do with me. It's my choice to speak because I was a mute. They called me dummy, and now today I have taken the fruits of disdain against me historically, and I urge the children of today and for tomorrow. Never mind what your mother and father do to you. You start a second look. You take a second look at yourself and you begin to see your value. Especially the younger ones that are not talking. But they're hurt. No one to say anything to. And eventually they participate in a negative progression called suicide. Don't do it anymore. When I say send a friend, tell a friend, bring a friend, call someone, I believe my friend Anand is dealing with the suicide epidemic scenario. You always jump on CarribVoice.org. If you're listening to CarribVoiceRadio.org and you're listening to us through any of our apps or anything, you can always reach out to the number on the site and you will be directed to someone that you can speak to. That's the power of the voice. I speak because there was a problem. And if there's a problem, you have to ask the question. Why? Not WhatsApp. Why? Why is there a problem? You can't solve a problem unless you ask why does it exist. As the old people would say, is it purpose work or is it strategically placed to disavow your existence and your value? See, I know all of those things. That's why the term this is not one of my words that I associate with. Because I'm not going to allow you to diss me. You diss yourselves while you're trying to diss me because I'll just stare at you. And I'll wonder if in that moment you're some kind of idiot. But anyway, enough of that. I want to thank you for listening. We're going to close out with this tune, Beautiful, I Kept Talking About It, by Jose Hines. All of the music on this show tonight were Barbadian-based, music that was sent for promotional purposes and permissions granted. Thank you so much for that. Continue to do the work. Don't let it die, but because you're beautiful. Want to do a quick shout out to Kirk Brown and the crew, my team in Barbados, Elevate Entrepreneurs. Hilda Willis, you are simply the best, okay? And Charlene Bowden, and also the Ghana crew, Senegal, Gabon, you are cool.
They shine so bright to tell a beautiful story. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you...
Special condolences to the Phillips and Barrow family of Greensville, St. George, on the passing of Jennifer Phillips. Thank you for the friendship, the love, the consideration, and dedication. I grew up two houses from you in the same village, 2nd Avenue, Green, St. George. On behalf of me and my global family, my condolences go out to you. And you are beautiful.
And a mom thinking stick, ready to make that fire. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe, fresh air, fresh air, fresh air.
trees all covered in their glory. See the stars in the sky, they shine so bright to tell a beautiful story. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe. Fresh air.
Carry Voice Radio.
Believe it.